Senator?
Yes.
Thank you, sir, the President.
Yes?
Senator Eastland on 9-1.
Yeah?
Mr. President, how you feel?
I'm doing all right, I hope you are. You got a lot of sunshine down there?
We need rain mighty bad.
Well, we're so dry in my country that we're gonna have to sell off all of our cattle if we don't get a rain.
Well, I'm in the same shape. Got a cotton crop that's burning up.
I've been doing. I thought you'd be harvesting cotton pretty soon. When is it, July?
Yeah.
I guess they are harvesting the valley right now. Jim, we got 3 kids missing down there. What can I do about it?
Well, I don't know. I don't believe there's 3 missing.
You got their parents down here.
I believe it's a publicity stunt.
They say that their parents are here and they've come down to see the Attorney General and they've seen Bert Marshall and they're going to be interviewed by the FBI as a parent. And they've got some newspaper people and some photographers with them and a couple of congressmen, Congressman Ryan and this Republican Congressman Ogden Reed, whose folks used to own the Herald Tribune in New York.
Yeah.
They want to come to White House to see the President. And I told them that I thought that that would be better to let Lee White, who handles matters like that, for me, talk to him and he'd go up to Ryan's office and talk to him. I don't know whether that's going to be satisfactory or not. The Attorney General called over while I was out. He thought I ought to make a statement on it. I made one in my press conference this morning. Dottie Reston said, Mr. President, do you have any information about those 3 kids that disappeared in Mississippi? I said, the FBI has a number of men who are studying it, and we've asked them to spare no effort to secure information and report to us. I've had no reports but at that time I understood that the FBI had forces in that area looking into it. Several weeks ago, I asked them to anticipate the problems that would come from this, and they've sent extra FBI personnel in the area. They have substantially augmented their personnel in the last few hours. And that's all I said.
Well, that's all right. Now, I'm going to tell you why I don't think there's a damn thing to it. They were put in jail in Philadelphia. In East Mississippi, right next to county, right next to John Stennis's home county. And they were going to Meridian. There's not a Ku Klux Klan in that area. There's not a citizens' council in that area. There's no organized white man in that area. So that's why I think it's a publicity stunt. Now, if it had happened in other areas, I would pay more attention to it, but I happen to know that some of these bombings where nobody gets hurt, publicity stunts. This Negro woman in Louisville that's been to Washington and testified that she was shot at 19 times is lying. Of course, anybody that gets shot at 19 times is going to get hit. And she hadn't been shot at a time, and nobody's tried to bother her. They let her set in on the Democratic County Convention this morning.
Huh?
I don't think there's anything to it.
Well, now here's what I'm calling you about is my friend. Number one, they said I ought to make a statement. I've made this statement. I think I'll stand on it. Do you see any need of my going any further?
No.
All right, that's number one. Number two, they suggested I see these parents. I told them I thought that'd be a bad precedent. I'm going to try to get them to see an assistant of mine and get by with that if I can so I don't add to the fuel. You think that's the thing to do?
Sure, and I think it's going to turn out that there's nothing to it. Now, I don't know, but...
Now, number three, the Attorney General suggested that I probably ought to call the governor. I found out that Bert Marshall called the Attorney General of Patterson of Mississippi this morning. He was quite cooperative. He said they were going to do everything they could to help. If I call the governor, it might put him on the spot a little bit, particularly if it got public, and he might resent it. Now, what's your judgment?
Well, my judgment is that he's going to do everything he can, and is doing everything he can, enforce the law.
All right, now, should I call him or not?
Well, it'd be all right.
Would you advise it or not advise it?
No, I'm not going to advise you. I don't think it would mean anything either way. I can call him and...
You just do say I've communicated with the proper people, and I'm doing everything I can with everybody I know.
All right. I'll call him and talk to him about it. But
I'd rather work with you. Now, you tell him that I want to see him anytime he wants to now. I told you and John Stennis we want to get this bill out of the way so they couldn't say I was trading and selling out. Now, it's out of the way, and you tell him anytime he wants to.
Well,
I'm ready.
This boy in it, what's... Katzenbach set to arrange it one day next week after the 6th.
All right, that's good. Well, you just...
I was going to talk to him this afternoon.
All right, you just tell him...
Let me ask you this question about these three that are missing. Who is it to harm them? There's no white organizations in that area of Mississippi. Who could possibly harm them?
Well, I might have some crank or some nut... Like they locked the man up in Minneapolis today, saying he's going to kill me Friday when I go out there.
It'll take a crowd to handle, make three men disappear.
That depends on the kind of men, Jim.
Huh?
That depends on the kind of men.
Well, there's nobody in that area to harm them.
It might take a big crowd to take three like you.
Well,
I imagine it wouldn't take many to capture me.
Well, I'd run.
All right. Well, now you get that rein for both of us and send it on east when you get through using it.
I'll do it.
Now you tell the governor I send my regards. I want to work with him. Now we got a party conciliator under this wall, Jim. I've got to have some southerner that knows something about the South and that the Negroes will have confidence in and won't say that I've fixed them. If you've got any ideas, anybody's worth a damn, I wish you'd let me know.
I'll do it.
I tried to get the mayor of Atlanta today, and he wouldn't take it.
I didn't know that.
Well, I asked him, and he said he wouldn't take it. Some of them suggested that I try to get Dave Lawrence from Pennsylvania, but he's been governor, and he wouldn't want to take it. Some of them have suggested that I get a mayor from North Carolina. I don't know him. One of them suggested that I get Leroy Collins. I don't know whether he can get out of the association he works for or not.
Well, he's a damn cheap double-crosser and a liar, and he's a strictly dishonest. Now, he agreed that the convention, before he... But it to recognize us to vote for you. And he went back on his word, and I called him a goddamn lying son of a bitch out there.
Well, we don't want him there, do we?
Hell no.
All right, I'll tell him that. Now get some...
Retain your self-respect and vote and support a man that fought you like he did.
All right. Okay, much fun.
Well, I...
If you think of anybody you can, give me a ring.
I'll do it.